Welcome, welcome, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and oh my God, it's season three. In case you're wondering, what is that noise behind me? Like, what's going on? I'm actually recording this outside at my favorite coffee shop down the street from my house because I know that it's typically really quiet, i.e. I'm the only person on the patio at this time. It is August 20th, first day of school for Denver Public Schools. So it's like, it's fall. Fall has begun. And actually, there's a hint of fall in the air. It's in the 50s right now. I'm wearing a sweatshirt as I sit outside because it's chilly. I'm so happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy. And I am really excited to be back from an extended hiatus over the summer. I hadn't really originally planned on having a hiatus, but I don't know, like I hadn't planned on it being as long as it was, but it ended up working out really, really well. And I'm glad that I did it. So first things first, Michelle is Money Hungry, explores my adventures in personal finance, entrepreneurship, and designing my best life through those endeavors. Each week, I'm going to talk about different ideas, share different inspiring folks, and just all the things that I've done to grow my business online, the mistakes that I've made, the things I wish I would have done differently, and the experiments that I've also done along the way. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. Discover how I made almost $1,000 in passive income with my first eBook in 6 weeks. Like literally, it was just 6 weeks after self-publishing that first book. Watch my free webinar to get started on your writing journey today. If you are over freelance writing, if you're a person who has a book that's just languishing inside you, if you have a manuscript that you wrote and it's just existing on your hard drive, this webinar is for you. You will go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/new season to access that information. For all of my shows, if I share product and affiliate, that kind of thing, I'm just going to give you a general link to the episode, to the show notes. You'll go to that and just engage with whatever it is that you're looking for. So again, Make Money with eBooks. I'm so excited about this. This is one of the things I worked on over the summer, building up passive income. And honestly, that's been a huge focus of mine. I've been making passive income for the last couple of years. But the thing is, like most people who are in blogging or vlogging or podcasting, I just felt like my page views, downloads, what have you, were not matching the numbers that I needed to accelerate my income growth. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to flip the script and stop focusing on numbers like page downloads and all that and focus on building income. And that actually ended up being the better focus. So, and it actually surprised me. I just was like, you know, I don't know what's going on with these page views. Like no matter what I do, they're not growing in the way that I need them to really create sustainable passive income. So I flipped the script and I was like, what do I need to do to make more money? And honestly, for those of you who are listening, who are looking at creating a business, I would say that's the bigger focus because honestly, the results will drive interest to the site. So when you see my income reports going from really from August on, you're going to see a really big difference in the money generated by me passively, not necessarily because I have huge page views, but because I've focused on taking action that makes money. And so I will talk more about that in upcoming episodes, but that's something really that's been a huge life lesson, business lesson for me. I really am glad that I took a hiatus from the show. I just really wanted to give myself the opportunity to implement and try different things. Like I had all these ideas and I just was like, you know what? I'm going to just try every single idea and see what happens. That's been a really good thing because some ideas needed to be fleshed out more. Other ideas were really successful. Things that I didn't expect were really, really successful. And I would also say to you, if you have an opportunity to take a year off, stay in one place, just kind of get in your head and focus, I would strongly encourage you to do that. Also took the year off from travel. So last year, I went to 6 events. I was speaking at a couple of conferences. I attended conferences. I had a reunion in July. It was really hectic. And what I discovered was for each event like that, I actually had 3 weeks of lost productivity. So that was 18 weeks of last year that I wasn't productive. And it really showed in my income. And I was like, you know what? I'm really frustrated. I hate freelance writing, not because I don't like to write. I actually really, really love writing. But I was really frustrated because I didn't want to grow my freelance writing to the point where I couldn't grow my passive income. I met a number of people who had grown their freelancing income substantially, but then really hated what they were doing. And I was like, I would rather take the time to really fill things out, see what works for me. I would rather still side hustle than do that because I'm worried that I will get stuck doing another job or career that I just am not lit up about. And so it was a really hard decision because I could have made a lot more money. Personal finance is very lucrative and as a space to write in, that's a space that I actively write in, but I don't love it enough to focus on it in that way. So I allowed myself the time to continue working on things that would grow passive income. And I'm so glad that I did. And making that decision will really change my income. In a year from now, when we talk about income reports and what's going on, I know that my income is going to be substantially different. And I'm so excited. Like, I've proved to myself that I could make income, create products, and generate income outside of just my blogs. I will say blogs, plural, because I have two. I will say that I do have income coming in from the blogs. But again, I just needed it to grow faster. And I figured out a way to do that. And I'll talk about that in upcoming episodes. So just keep your ear out for that. Listen for that. And actually, I might talk about that in the next couple of weeks while it's still top of mind, because I'm so excited about it. My relative is healthy again. So I had a relative who had cancer last year. It was very, very devastating to our family, very scary. And I am so excited to announce that they are in remission, feeling so, so thankful and grateful. But that really affected me emotionally, not only because emotionally I was really struggling with what I was trying to do as an entrepreneur, but because this was really out of my control and I was really scared. So I want to thank all of you who asked about my relative, who reached out to me because you knew that I was upset, and I really appreciate it. So they are doing much better. I want to share a life lesson, which is sometimes you need to implement and not think. I really feel that sometimes people outthink action, where they could be taking action and making things happen, but they outthink themselves and they talk themselves out of taking the action. And a good example of that is a lot of the stuff that I worked on this summer, where every single idea I had, I implemented it. I didn't think about it. I just did it. And I think I would be saying some different things to you right now if I hadn't done that, if I hadn't just taken risks. It's risk taking. Sometimes we get too in our heads about what could go wrong, what could go right, you know, all the logistics. Like, people get really into their heads about these things. And I would say, I would really caution you not to do that. Just sometimes you need to implement, don't overthink, don't think, just implement and see what happens. Don't think your way out of doing something. This season's shows will include inspirational stories about money, debt repayment, things like that. And a series of kind of how to do certain things that I've learned so that you can leave the show with some actionable items, actionable things that you can do to make more money, change your life, live your best life. Finally, I really want to talk about personal finance as a part of my life and this show. I will be candid and say that this year my money was not funny, or rather my money was funny and I wasn't laughing. It was a hard year financially, partly because I made some really tough choices in terms of not growing the freelance writing. For those of you who freelance write, you know that it's a constant pitching. It could be feast or famine. It could be dealing with a lot of clients. And I just felt like, why would I quit a job and then recreate that kind of situation that I left a job for. That really doesn't make sense to me. So as I side hustled and stuff, you know, money was slim. It was tricky. And as a result, like several people this year that I've seen, and just like many people who are on a debt repayment journey, things kind of got funky, and that was really frustrating. So fortunately, I am kind of coming out of that. At the beginning of the summer, I had about 7 items that I needed to pay. Now it looks like it's about 10. They're not huge, but it's stupid. And I'm getting that done. And I think I should have everything taken care of by October. Thank God, finally, with the exception of student loans. And that's a whole other conversation. But given the income that is now coming in from a new source, and how much that is growing, I think that that's going to be pretty awesome. So I wanted to be real and be like, you know, I wish that my personal finance story was just one trajectory, but I backslid a little bit this year, and it's been a bit humbling and disheartening. So that is a little frustrating. And I will share that as well. And I think that there are a lot of entrepreneurs or just people in the personal finance space, like once they start really becoming entrepreneurs, like sometimes they gloss over that, like the things that can go horribly wrong. And I just don't think that that serves the listeners or their readers or their watchers, if they're vloggers. It doesn't serve them well. You need to be transparent about the fact that as you do what you do, there's a financial experience that occurs. A lot of people are like, I'm going to take the leap into entrepreneurship. When I took the leap, I also was dealing with a lot of health and wellness issues. Like, I wasn't well. Would I have leaped differently? Like, this came up where someone's like, I'm going to do the leap. And a lot of people are like, look, you need to like pay off all your debt. You need to have a savings. You need to, like, there's this long list. And I don't disagree with this, actually. I really do think that in a very ideal world, you'll have all your debt paid off. You'll have a year's worth of savings. You will have a clear idea of what you're doing. But the reality is probably like 30% of people who leap do that. Like, that's just truth, right? And other people, maybe there's 30% like me, where I was kind of in the middle, where I'd paid off a lot of debt. I had an idea of what I was going to do, but I hadn't launched it, which was crazy. And then, you know, I just kind of had a lot of like scrappiness and gumption. And then there's the other 30% who they haven't prepared. Ideally, again, you prepared, you've paid off everything, you've looked through everything. But the reality is, even if you've done all that, things come up. And being an entrepreneur, it's a really dynamic experience. So just be prepared for that. That's been humbling this year. And now as I see my income reports, because I can start projecting into the fall I can kind of see what's going on. It was really hard. I'm really excited that things are changing, but it was very hard. Like, I can't even explain how hard it was. And I almost was at the point where I was like, maybe I need to get a job again. Like, maybe this is just not the right thing for me to be doing. I'm taking a risk that really might not be paying off. And so again, I think that that's a conversation that needs to be had. It needs to be shared. It's not honest if you don't say something like that. That is it for this first episode of season 3, a little candor, a little like teaser of new income coming in. Implement, don't overthink. It is fall coming up. It is a balmy 53 degrees in Denver right now. I'm sitting on a patio with a sweatshirt on, and I love it so much. I'm so happy. If you are looking to better your networking skills, I've launched a business networking accelerator group coaching program. It's a 6-week group coaching program for the introverted and ambiverted entrepreneur. If you hate constantly going to networking meetups, which I am an extrovert and I don't like them, if you are really trying to grow your brand and grow your income, the Business Networking Accelerator is the program for you. Learn how to always be expanding your community and your network through what I call un-networking. Some of the benefits of this group coaching program are twice a week office hours, which is huge. You need the accountability, a one-on-one onboarding strategy session for all new clients. It doesn't make sense not to do this, because honestly, you need to make sure that you're doing the things that work well for you and also avoiding the things that don't. You don't want to keep doing the same things that don't work. because so many of us attend conferences, there is an INSIV that's held during one of the office hours. It's an extended office hour. And the goal is to really make sure that when you go to a conference, that you have a strategy in mind and that you get your return on investment. Remember, conferences cost $1,000. So keep that in mind. Conferences cost a lot of money. And a lot of times people are not getting their return on investment on the conferences that they attend. All coaching materials are housed in a Thinkific student platform. So as a student, you will go in there, check things out. You have more than enough time to keep checking that out. So that's available to you for as long as you've paid for it. And finally, learn how to network in such a way that people who are known in your industry are shouting you out. Get people to grow your brand for you. Stop doing all the heavy lifting. You want people to know, like, and trust you enough to share you with their communities. And that's something that I've done really well and will be teaching all of my students. Again, for this show, you'll go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/new season to access all the information. Make sure you check out Make Money with eBooks or the Business Accelerator Networking Program. So excited to share season 3 with you. Have a great day.